Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful, Father, for you tonight, Lord, and Lord, that your presence would come, Lord, and we're so thankful for it, and thank you for being with us tonight, Lord, and drawing each one here this evening, Lord, and pulling us, Lord, and Lord, to think no man comes unless the Father draws him, Lord, and yet here tonight is a living testimony of that scripture, Lord. Each one, Lord, online or here tonight, Lord, being drawn by you, Lord, even this testimony of this man, Lord, how he was dead for 2 days, Lord, and yet you were still drawing him, Lord, and still working in his life, Father. Oh, what a wonderful God you are, Lord, rich in mercy, Lord. We thank you, Father, for that, Lord, and we ask, Father, that you just draw us again tonight, Lord, and deliver us if we need deliverance, Lord. Heal us where we need healing, Lord. Give us further salvation, greater salvation, and Lord, we know in one day, Lord, we'll be completely delivered, Father, from these bodies of this death, Father. We thank you now. We commit this service in your hands now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. 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 Praise God. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Oh, wow. It's so good to see the chairs being filled. Praise the Lord. And it's good to see my wife here. And Isaac, I didn't know you were going to be able to make it tonight. So that's wonderful. What a blessing. Good to see you all so much. Oh, what a neat thing. I feel like it's kind of a reboot a little bit where we go out, and then I feel like we sing more specials when we're out of church than we're in church. And I didn't even sing a special, so but it just was blessed so much by all the specials. Oh man, you don't know, each one of you have a gift. I don't want to put you on the spotlight, otherwise I'd call your names out. But it's such an encouragement. Specials are such encouragement. Every little involvement is an encouragement. So thankful for that. Wow, what past few months this has been. I'm sure we could just sit and converse for hours on all the things, and yet we just want to look at what the Lord's done in our lives too as well, and just, you know, just to think of the testimonies that have come through this. I'm sure we could have a whole testimony service of the different ways we've been able to witness and interact with people different now that this is going on. So we just thank the Lord for those opportunities to pray for people in this time. We can see, you know, people in Minnesota as well as other places have do a very good job, even if things aren't all right, of saying like a true Minnesotan, not too bad, right? How's everything going? Not too bad. But and then I say, well, that's not really any better than not so good, you know. So, but yet you notice in COVID, I'm sure you've seen this, you know, whether it's friends at homes, home ladies, or at work, or for those that are at work, you'll see people that were on the edge to begin with. And I've probably said this before last time I was up here, but I had people that said, I don't know what to do. The only place that I go make friends is at the bar. I don't have any friends. So they don't have no bar, no friends. And you think about the people that, you know, like they love rock concerts. I know, like, and the guy, and he's like, oh, my rock concerts are canceled. And you see all these different things where you think about that not so bad mentality, and they're right on that edge, you know, in a neurotic age, and everybody's snapping at everybody because Bethany and I went to IKEA today to get some organizational school stuff. And I was talking to the guy that was directing traffic, and you have to kind of, if you want to get over here, you have to go through this door and go all the way through and come over here to get 50 feet away. You have to walk about 300 or 400 feet through all of the stuff. And he said, I asked him how his day was going, and I said, how are you doing? He's like, well, I've had better days, that's for sure. And I said, well, why? And after I used the restroom and waiting for Bethany, I asked why, and he says, yeah, people are just crabby, just yelling at me and everything. And I've seen it at Costco too, where just you take what people's normal is and you take that away and they don't have anything else. You know, and I am so thankful that when our normal is taken away, we have not only the family of Christ, but we have Christ himself. And it's what a comfort. What a comfort that is. Amen. Well, let's turn in our Bibles. If we could all stand in honor of the word, and let's just turn in our Bibles. Let's go to James chapter 4. Such a good chapter. Uncle Paul, sure appreciate you, your ministry on the trumpet and everything. And thanks, musicians, so much for, and Nate for leading songs. It's wonderful. You see those who have the heading there, it's draw near to God. And let's go down to verse 5. And we know this is quite a rebuke. It kind of hurts a little bit as we read through, as I'm sure you are. Verse 5, do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth the envy? And we see that this is about backbiting and things going on, and you can just tell it's a contrary spirit. But he giveth more grace. Wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judgeth his brother speaketh evil of the law and judgeth the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. There is one law that giver who is able to save and to destroy. And who art thou that thou judgest another? Let's just ask the Lord's blessing in the word. Heavenly Father, we just want to submit ourselves to you this evening, Father. Lord, please speak to us, Father. We need you, Father. Please unblock our capacity to not hear, Lord, and maybe hear from you, Lord. We pray. We ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Quicken it to our hearts. Amen. Amen. And just was in prayer this afternoon, really just speaking, just felt like the Lord was speaking. Just trying to grab one thing from him. And he just, you know, a lot of times he waits and waits and waits to tell me because he wants me to just really, I see Jesse smiling back there. Just, you know, first it was, feed my sheep. I said, okay, Lord, I'm ready to feed your sheep. What do you want me to do? And I'm just trying to think. And of course, I go into the cupboard of Stephen. I have only my opinions, and it's which I wipe out and say, Lord, okay, you fill it with what you want to say and feed my sheep. And I was like, Lord, what specifically? Because there's nothing worse, I think, than for a minister to get up and then get down and say, I miss the heart of God. I said something that people, you know, can kind of, and oh, that was a good scripture. I never saw that way before, Stephen. But the heart of God, you know, like for the prophet is so wonderful how, you know, when he was, you know, out shooting with the brothers, and how he had to hit the bullseye, he had to hit that square, the squirrel eye, and you know, all the brothers were satisfied as long as they hit the squirrel. And I want to hit the squirrel tonight, but I want to hit right the heart of God, right specific for us tonight, because he has something specific for us tonight, and just really felt led. I don't even have hardly any notes, but to speak on submit yourselves. And there's something so powerful about submitting. And I was thinking about Brother Ron, how you had said that about the about forgiveness and how that we miss something. You know, we could say, well, if you have the revelation of what the seven seals are, I mean, glory to God, you're delivered from everything will just fall off you and you'll just go on to glory. But to think that forgiveness, you know, to have bitterness, you know, how even Brother Brown said in Wings of a Snow White Dove, how I love how Don quoted that, how that bitterness in your stomach can't digest the word. And I thought, wow, to think, and you see how many people that have left the message and they can't digest the word. They're so bitter. There's a bitterness. And maybe you don't see like a hate or anything, but it's a flippancy. They'll have a flippancy. And it's just amazing how those things, just like the sweet forgiveness of being able to forgive, even if you don't understand it. And, you know, there's a lot of mess in this message, you know, and there's a lot of mess in me. I mean, I think about how each one of you have had to forgive me. And just to think about that and just to think of the sweet forgiveness that we receive from each other because we're still in these carnal bodies. But praise God, we're not only human. Amen? So we see here again, if we can just go back to verse 1 to kind of go back, here, verse 7 first was submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But then let's go back. That's the antidote. But then let's go back to verse 1. From whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence even of your own lusts? So again, it's the spirit inside to lust, and here it says that war in your members, you lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain, you fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. And so, and you ask and you receive not because you ask amiss that you can make consume it on your own lust. So it's my will is supreme, right? And you see all this and adultery and all these different things going on and backbitings and malice. And you see this condition of, the church and how that the grace that's now given, now to the humble. Cause it says, God resisteth the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And there's something, so humbling to have forgiveness. And then here into humbling to be submissive, to submit ourselves. And I think that it's amazing how we have to submit ourselves to God and then resist the devil, for he will flee, because we could be in pride. Oh, I'm doing the right thing. I resist the devil. But yet, God is saying he resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. He gives unmerited favor to the humble. So we have to meet the prerequisites, the requirements of that. Let's go to 1 Peter 5. We see this again. And let's just go to verse 2. Feed the flock of God which is among you. Of course, he's talking to the shepherds here. Take the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for a filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Now he's turning from them and saying, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. What? I thought we only have to be subject to Christ. Be subject one to another? I can go to Peter and be like, Peter, is there anything in my life that you can see that I can't see that I need to work on? I mean, that's we don't do that in this world, unless maybe in our job, just because we want to get a bigger paycheck or get a better raise or promotion. But to say we could submit ourselves one to another, adults, grown adults, have a pedigree in the message, praise God, we think. But yet we could submit ourselves and say, to one to another and say, can I submit myself to the Holy Ghost in you to, is there anything in my life that, you could see that I've searched my life, but could you see, anything that you could challenge me on? Brother Leek, when he came to preach, every time you'll hear him say something that, someone challenged him on. He says, I challenge you to do this. And that's, he could say, well, brother, who are you to say that? I don't know if I've ever seen you do that, but you're challenging me. And we could just push it off. But here it's saying, submit ourselves one to another. And we... this is so simple, just like forgiveness, but there's something so wonderful and sweet and humble about being able to submit ourselves one to another. And it's very vulnerable. And it's, I don't know about you, but for me, vulnerability is, that's the tough place to be. Because you could even say, well, you're admitting I'm not there yet, or I don't know. And yet, it's here it says in the scripture, it's an instruction to do. Submitting yourselves one to another. Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud. Oh, there it is again. And giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves. Now this is an action. So we have to do something. We can't just say, Lord, we can't go in a prayer closet and pray, Lord, humble me. And then just come out and then say, oh, I feel like I got some of that when I was in the closet, right? It's, we actually have to take action. I mean, it's, I mean, husbands and wives, you know, too. I mean, to humble yourself, to submit yourself one to another. That's, it's when it's an action and saying, I was wrong or whatnot. It, that's a hard thing. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, verse 6, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Why do you think he put right after that care? Because we're so full of care. And in that submitting, sometimes the care can be released in that time. I just, for your homework, look up, just do a word search. Submit in the message or in the Bible, but like in the message is so interesting because a lot of times you'll hear it right in the end of the service. And like here, this is one from the Queen of the South. Now, just be real reverent. Don't move for just a few minutes. Set still. Don't get nervous. Just relax. Just relax and submit yourself to the Holy Spirit. Watch what He'll do. All right, this lady, and now he's going and talking to someone, but he's saying, let's all submit ourselves. A lot of times when I would ask the Lord for something, I'm saying, Lord, is there anything wrong in my heart? You know, just, okay, Lord, my heart is clear. But he's saying, just be submissive. You know, we may not say we think there's pride in our heart, but be humble. Be ready to whatever he does, says to do, do it. And it might be a very unconventional, but submit ourselves. Here's from the Maniac of Gadara. Yes, you can. You just submit yourself to God one time and just yield your whole self to God and watch what takes place. That's the whole thing. I'm going to read that one more time. Yes, you can. You just submit yourself to God one time and just yield your whole self to God and watch what takes place. That's the whole thing. There's no secret in it. It's not a hocus pocus. The only thing it is submit yourself to God. My. And I, you know, this just goes to show that I'm in the same place as you, you know, just going before the Lord and saying, Lord, submit yourselves. Okay, Lord, now let's get to, you know, at least fractions, you know, let's get beyond ABCs here. Let's get to something a little bit more, less simple, you know, something really exciting. And, you know, and I was actually spending probably an hour and a half on a different subject. I had just tons of quotes and years of compilations on things that I've been studying on it. And when I saw this quote, just, it just blew everything away of my nonsense. The only thing it is, submit yourself to God. Amen. There it is. And then it's not you any longer, it's the Lord. The Lord does it after that. Aren't you happy that we have that opportunity today for that? Aren't you happy for that opportunity? Amen. So we see this, that it's something, again, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And then he goes right into the devil walks about as a roaring lion. So he's saying, we have to, he's trying to devour us with pride. He's trying to devour us with everything. And you notice why you'll see signs in the church of us not being submissive to each other and to the Lord, because then that's when all these things come up. Temptations, lust, backbitings, envyings, talking about one another, because it puffs up, right? It's this prideful thing. It's this carnal thing. It's, you can tell old Stephen is back, and that's not a good thing. So, and sometimes, you know, like it says, speaking the, admonish one another daily. You know, sometimes even if I'm not submitting myself to you, you need to admonish me and say, Stephen, you just preached on that and you're just doing the wrong thing. Right? Please get on me, because I'm going to get up, that old guy is going to get up tomorrow morning and I'm going to have to die daily to that guy. And sometimes he gets up with me and I forget to die to him. So please admonish me daily, because we're all in this together and we all need perfecting. Amen. Amen. The word submit, I just like to learn again for the first time. It says to yield or to be weak. Nobody wants to be weak. It says to resist no longer. Think about that. You know, God resists the proud. Now it's talking about that struggle, right? And to me, like, the proud is resisting God. So to me, like, if you want to have a God-proof instead of waterproof, you just spray someone with pride because it's kind of God-proof. God can't get through. Just like in Genesis chapter 6, what was it? That their minds were uninterruptedly on evil, were continually on evil. So he couldn't get in. And so it says that word submit means to resist no longer, but to give way, to yield. It reminds me of one of my favorite quotes, that how Brother Bram said, "Oh Lord," and he's praying and he says, "Oh Lord, just hover over your people tonight. And maybe would you just hover over one and break forth and scatter all over your people." Why? Because he's wanting someone that's not going to resist him any longer and is going to submit to him and to give way, to yield. And you've all seen it when someone, you know, and sometimes we don't see it visibly, but there's sometimes where you say, something has changed. I didn't know that person for a long time, but all of a sudden they've yielded something. Something's happened. To yield to authority and admonition. Wow. So there's not just, well, Brother Peter, you know, is there anything in my life? You know, you can give me a pat on my back if you want to, but I'm going to submit to you, you know, and versus no, it's admonition. So there's a little bit of, you know, there's a little bit of pain that could be involved. You know, we got to get that flesh man out of the way. We can't just protect him. It's that submission is that surrender, it says also. Again, so, you know, of course, you know, Brother Bram says the greatest gift God ever gave me is to get out of the way. You know, is to just yield. That's the only thing I can do is yield. And again, that's the same thing as submit. To let ourselves be weak. Oh my. Amen. Let's turn to keep chewing in this chapter because there's a little bit more in there after casting our cares. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while. Oh, there's that suffering we have to do. Make you perfect. We know that means complete. Establish you, strengthen, and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. So this isn't, even though it's ABCs, look at, he's talking about, you know, we go down a couple of verses and it's perfection. So, wow, this is wonderful. This is close to perfection when we can submit ourselves one to another and to God. That's perfection. That's the sign of a Christian coming to perfection. Wonderful thing, because and notice how that now he's, instead of being God resistant, he's resisting the devil. So you see that there's a victorious life there. Amen. Let's go over to 1 Corinthians. And let's go to chapter 16. Are you enjoying this tonight? Is this all right? I hope this is encouraging. I just was praying, Lord, I know there's so many people that are so hungry, and I'm hungry. I just want to be encouraged and want to know what I'm supposed to be doing. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 16, and then let's go down. You notice if you see in verse 5, it says, stand fast in the faith. And let's go down to verse 13. Watch ye. 15? Sorry, 1 Corinthians 16 and then verse 13. 1 Corinthians. Okay. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men, be strong. one of my favorite verses. And so we see that this is coming up to submitting, but we see that there's this person that's erect. They're alert. They're standing strong. They're not moving. You know, the word fast means also fixed. Stand fixed in the faith. Quit ye like men. Be strong. We went over this. I'm trying to remember. Quit ye. Does anybody remember what that one was? I'm trying to remember. Quit ye like men. Brother Don preached on this. Now we're having a pop quiz and I don't even know the answer. So that's also for us to chew on. Quit ye like men. But there's something wonderful. I'm sure Derek is trying to text me right now with the answer. So quit ye like men. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, you know the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. And right after that, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. So again, he's recommending these two brothers, Achaia and Stephanus, to submit yourselves unto such. And like they say, if you want to be great, follow those people that are great. Or if you want to be a bodybuilder, you know, follow those people that are bodybuilders. You know, and if we want to be Christ-like, we follow those that are Christ-like as they follow Christ, of course. We don't want to be followers of men. But it's, again, submitting ourselves unto such. And I feel like there's just alarm bells that go off in me and maybe in you. Oh, Stephen, you can't do that because then all of a sudden we're going to follow a man. You know, that's not good. You know, we want to be like Christ. You know, like, you know, just us and the Lord, you know, we'll deal with it in the prayer closet. But he's saying, you know, these are of a good report, these two brothers, and they've addicted themselves to the word of God. So submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us and laboreth. That's what God is instructing through the Apostle Paul. So I'm feeling it in the room, but I feel it in me, is that's a scary thing. And that's not what the Church of God's about. It kind of feels like we're not supposed to do that. And maybe once a year. But to think that we're supposed to be doing this because we're continually searching and seeking after the Lord. I am glad of the coming of Stephanus and of Fortunatus and Achaeus, for that which was lacking on your part, they have supplied. So some of us lack, and there's some that supply. Praise God for me for that. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. What a blessing, you know, what a commendation that Paul's given these men. And you know how it is, if those of you've been to camp or had a visiting minister, and you're like, oh, praise God, that, you know, it's like Brother Week has won. Brother, when he comes, my faith just goes through the roof. And he's been with Jesus so freshly, and he has such testimonies in his way, right? Not that you all haven't been with Jesus, it's not that. But each one of us has something to add where the other one lacks. And that's why we submit. Peter has something that I don't have, or Nate, or Brother Ron, or Brother Peter, each one of us. So it's like, oh, rather than saying, well, man, if I read two more self-help books and five more audiobooks and I'll read the whole book of the Bible this year, I know I can get there. Just give me the chance, and then I'll be the virtuous woman I want to be, or I'll be the godly man. No, maybe it's just submitting yourselves, you know, to a sister or to a brother, to meet that lack, and how that they can refresh your spirit. Amen. Here's another quote where Brother Brown's talking about it. He says, that's what the trouble is, friends. At nighttime, when you see me, your brother, under vision, there's nothing else in the world but submitting myself to the Holy Spirit. You that sick can submit yourself to the Holy Spirit so completely that you'll forget your sickness. Let's read that last part. You that sick can submit yourself to the Holy Spirit so completely that you'll forget your sickness. You can completely submit yourself to the Holy Ghost, and no affliction can hold you. You walk by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are well. you give your testimony, everything else, you're healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. That's also from the Maniac of Gadara. That's the kind of spirit you want, isn't it? Yes, sir. Make me humble. When my pastor sees something wrong on me, he walks around me and says, "Now, brother and sister, you ought not do these things. Make me humble. Say, yes, my brother. You help me now to pray." What? Can you imagine that? Having an individual one-on-one with a brother or sister, you know, and they're saying, you know, here he's saying, they walk around you and say, you know, "You got this problem. Oh, yes, my brother, pray for me." Is that our first reaction? Is our gut reaction? We'd say, "Boy, you know, time is getting on. I got to go." Because why? There's something that we need to do more in this. I think God is really, I won't say I think, I know in my heart that the reason why I feel led to preach this is because I know we need to do this more. Because there's something, we edify ourselves, build each other up. It's the building up, not to the tearing down or God convicts. We don't condemn each other. It's not, "Oh dear, Brother Stephen preached a sermon and now, oh, who's going to get me out in the foyer? You know, try out the sermon real quick." No, it's not what it's about. It's not a fear thing. It's a wonderful building up because we love each other. We know we all love each other. But you know what we do instead? Because if we don't have enough submitting, we just say, "Oh man, I really see something, you know, in someone else's life." And rather than, of course, we pray about it first and we say, "Lord, am I wrong? I love the brother. I love the sister. You know, do I, you know, like Brother Bram said, I wish I didn't even have to go talk to someone." He says, "I wish I could just pray for them, because then I wouldn't have any part in it. I wouldn't, God would just get all the glory and everything would be fine." But how that we have a part to play in the admonishing one another daily. And it can be kind of a tricky feeling, but when we come in love, it can only come out right. Amen? Perfect love casts out all fear. Amen? But we need to walk together first. You can't just come up to someone on the street and say, you know, "I saw this thing wrong with you," right? Because, you know, we have to walk together. You all read probably Tramp for the Lord, Corrie ten Boom, and how Sister Connie was her companion as she traveled. Of course, she was, you know, in her 70s, you know, going around the world. And sometimes they'd have things come up between them. And they came up with a special phrase that was a little bit less harsh than, "You got a problem, sister." And it was, you know, "Sister Corrie, would you walk with me?" Because they, you know, how can two walk together lest they be agreed? And so they would say to each other, you know, "Would you walk with me?" And they'd say, you know, of course, our initial, you know, thing would be, "Oh, what did I do?" But as, you know, maybe the first time would be the hardest, but after a while they wouldn't, because they knew that God had to move in their lives, and God had to, especially being on the road and they, you know, going to give their testimony, they would learn to say, you know, "Sister Connie, would you walk with me? I just felt something didn't feel right about that. You know, could you pray about that?" And it was a lot more kind, and they were able to submit themselves to each other in love. And I thought that was such a good picture, an example of what it should look like, rather than something that is not Christ-like. "Yes, my brother, you help me now to pray. I don't want that kind of spirit on me. I don't." "You don't want that kind of spirit, do you?" "No," says the congregation. "You don't want to go around with a puffed up saying, 'Well, huh, he had no business telling me. I know where I'm standing.' Oh, when you do that, friends, you can see right then that you're out of the will of God. My, you can see you're wrong to begin with. Why not be humble and submit yourself to the Holy Spirit? Say, 'Yes, I'm going to lock arms with the whole church of the living God.'" Wow, you wouldn't think that he would say that. You know, you'd think he'd say, "I'm going to go in my prayer closet and lock arms with Jesus and we'll get it settled and then I'll be fine." No, it's that unity. There's something that comes with that the right spirit with unity. You know, because remember how Brother Bam said that when we start talking about one another in the church, that's when the dove goes up on the branch. If you look up every word, every key search of dove on the branch, it's when we're talking about our brothers and sisters. It's amazing. I always thought it was about, like, we talk about something filthy But he was talking about brothers and sisters. And I think that that's an unrighteous outpouring of our heart to intercede for one another, but it's ineffectual. And to deal with it properly, according to Scripture. Why not be humble and submit yourselves to the Holy Spirit? Say, I'm going to lock arms with the whole church of the living God. I'm going to move on. If I see something wrong in my sister, I'm going to pray for her. I see something wrong in my brother, if he continues on, I'm going to go over to his house and say, my brother dear, let me have hold of your hand just a minute. Do you love me? Yes, I love you. You know, this isn't some fairy tale. To think this is a very un-Minnesotan but very Christ-like way to handle things. Brother dear, let me hold your hand just a minute. Do you love me? This is the prophet of God saying this. Yes, I love you. You know, we're getting aged and he don't want to go out into a devil's hell. And I've noticed that you're doing a certain thing. Now, let's you and I pray over it. See, something like that. And I think, wow, what a wonderful thing. This is one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever had to preach because it hits home for me. I think so many times, you can even see someone probably do it out loud, like, oh, I shouldn't talk to them about, you know, and you say, oh my goodness, there's turmoil going on until they talk to someone more. Because there's a right way to do it, and we only see usually the wrong way, and that's not right. There was a sermon I heard on the radio, just on Rejoice Radio, and it was truth terrorism. And it was talking about this young man that came to this man's church, and he came, and he was from another country or somewhere, and so he invited him over to his house for lunch, and he invited him over, and it was gracious to him and fed him a good lunch. And he said after he got done with the meal, he went through everything that was wrong that he saw in the church that Sunday, and everything was wrong that he saw in the pastor's church or in the pastor's life and in his house. And he said, you know what? I think almost about everything that he said was exactly the truth. But he didn't come in the right way. And there's a difference between something that God lays on your heart and something that is truth to be said. You know, even Jesus said, you know, it was at John 16, there's many more things I have to tell you, but you cannot bear it. So how it's just the love of Christ that doesn't make us police each other, but it's the submitting to Christ where we walk together and we want someone to draw closer to God. And so we have something on our heart that he gives us that's burning. I'll share a personal story because it was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever done. I was out, just to give you some examples, because if we go out here and we just hear scriptures and quotes, the first thing is not going to happen is maybe Nate's not going to come over to my house and hold my hand and say, I love you, my brother. You know, you need to deal with this. It's probably not the first thing because that's maybe level 7, level 8, but to be able to start simple. If I may tell a story, I was living out in Champlin, and I was out for a run at night, and I happened to bop into some Christian brothers' house that aren't from our church, but they were just hanging out together, and they just put on a movie to watch, just some PG-13 movie, and I said, well, I you know, the Lord been really really working on my heart because I just moved out. And I started really falling in love with Christ and just really could see the love of him speaking through me to me in the scriptures. And so I said, you know, guys, I'm gonna finish my run. And I'm not gonna be a part of that. You know, I felt really grieved. So I just went running home, and I had gone for probably about 20 minutes. And I run home for 20 minutes and I started hearing, you need to go back and tell them, like, is this what we should be watching as brothers in Christ, as believers? And I said, no, I'm not going to say that. No, they have the Holy Ghost, you know, they have the walk with the Lord. They can, you know, they can edify each other. You know, they're brothers. And I just kept fighting, and I just, no, I'm not going to do it. And I just kept running. And Lord, you should have told me right when I left the house, because I'm already almost home now. And I was miserable. I was so miserable. And I said, I love those brothers. Lord, I don't want to come back and be like, well, praise God, you got to do something with yourself. But I was just so in agony saying, Lord, how can I leave him? Because I love him. So I just went slowly back, and I was just wrestling the whole way, and I came in the room, and I just said, hey, brothers, can you just pause that for a second? And they're like, yeah, Stephen. And I said, brothers, I love you. Do you think this is what we're supposed to be watching? I felt so like I was going to puke. And they said, and when I was coming in, there was, just fornication and all this stuff going on. And they just hung their heads and they're like, no. And they turned it off and took the DVD out. And one of them was like, hey, I'll give you a ride home. And got in their vehicle, turned on their vehicle. And Brother Branham is blasting the exact same thing I'm saying, just right in full sermon. And we both looked at each other and I'm like, thank you, Lord. You know, his richness and mercy, that in that moment, that's exactly what needed to happen. They would have continued and watched the whole movie. I would have gone to bed and I wouldn't have been able to sleep. But to think that was an example of just our hearts are so constrained that we can't let our brother or our sister slip. And that's Christ. And notice it wasn't in the moment of just reaction. It was just wanting to lift up our brother and our sister. And I think that's a whole lot better than just, you know, saying, well, I can't believe, you know, I went over to so-and-so's house and they were watching this. I left, praise God. I had to go home. So just see that, which would be better, of course, to be able to speak the truth in love, and not to, because I know I would have gone home and just gone to pray for him and said, Lord, how can this be? And I would have held on to that and tried to figure out how I could sort it later, but that was what was right. Amen. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 13. It's what is impossible for man, for each one of us in this, is possible with God. And let's go to verse 13. Watch ye. Hebrews 13, excuse me. No, you guys are in the right place. I'm in the wrong place. Hebrews 13. And let's go down to verse 10. And you'll notice verse 1 is let brotherly love continue. You know the word continual or continually means repeated always in the same way, uninterrupted. So let it be uninterrupted. Amen. Let's read verse 10. We have an altar whereof they have no right to eat, which serve the tabernacle. For the bodies of these beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, is our sacrifice. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one which is to come. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We see this picture unfolding. The sanctification first, right? You know, just like it says, you know, remove the moat. That word also means self. Remove the self out of your own eye. Out of your own eye before moving the mote out of the other eye, your brother's eye. This is that sanctification. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. There it is, even without saying the word submit in there. Let's just listen to that again. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. My. So the actions, doing good, and communicate. You know, sometimes we just need to communicate with a brother and sister. You know, if you feel a little funny feeling, Brother Bam talked about that. You know, if you feel a funny feeling, go call up a brother or sister. How are you doing? Good to hear from you. And he always said do the opposite. You know, if the devil comes along, you know, Micah hasn't talked to you in a while. That's not good. And then, oh, well, I need to call him right now then. That's great. Let's talk, Micah. That's because he's trying to spoil the vine. He's trying to, we are the branches of his vineyard, and to be able to cultivate that. Amen. And then here we go. Verse 17, obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls. I think each one of us tonight, we can say, if we were to come into a brother and sister, let's remember they're watching for your soul. They know they're not watching for their pride, but let's just pray for each other that let's watch over each other's souls. Let's intercede in prayer for each other. Amen. You know, I think that there's some people might say, you know, if there's one going, it's going to be me. But this is, says they watch for your souls. You know, this is for each other. We're here for each other. Amen. As they must give account that they may do it with joy, because we give account for each other. Amen. That they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable with you. Let me just read that one more time. Obey them that have rule over you and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for it is unprofitable for you. So we see that it's we want to do it with joy. And I think the first time it'll feel a little grievous because we don't want to do it like it happened to me, but soon it will come where it will be a joyful thing between brothers and sisters, when we could say, you know, like me going to Brother Peter and saying, Lord, do you know, I just feel like I can't get through this in my life. I have no idea what it is. Brother, I'll pray for you. And just pray, and we're praying together. And all of a sudden, maybe God gives Brother Peter or someone, Brother Jesse, Brother David, someone, something where, oh, the Lord just gave me a word for you. You know, that's what a word of knowledge is for. Sometimes it's like there was a time where Brother David Wright, a brother came to him, and he's submitting himself to Brother David. And he says, Brother, pray for me. I'm just struggling with smoking. And it just came out of his mouth. He said, he called him right back because he said he'd pray for him. He says, when you love God more than you love your cigarettes, you'll be delivered. And the man hung up the phone with him, and he just says, I can't believe he said that to me. Because Brother Wright tells a story. He says, because the brother said, I thought I loved God. I thought I really loved God. But that was exactly what I needed to hear. And I got on my knees before the Lord and said, Lord, I want to love you more than those cigarettes. And the Lord delivered him of that. And that was through a brother, you know, submitting himself and then being feeling offended and then going through the process and then being healed. So we see such a powerful thing with that. Amen. And what is it? We're not just submitting ourselves to Uncle Paul or to a brother or sister here. We're submitting ourselves to the Holy Ghost in that person. You know, when they have the Holy Ghost, we're submitting ourselves. You know, back when we were young, as teenagers, we would submit ourselves to the unholy ghost in each other to get away with things. You know, maybe we'd say, you know, Micah, you know, you don't think it's too bad to watch that PG-13 movie, do you? I mean, you're a Christian, right? And so now I'm submitting myself to you to, you know, help me out here. Like, well, I don't know. I don't think there's anything scriptural about it. Oh, okay, good. See, and that's how I remember those times when I was younger. We do that, and we're like, well, wow, that was really nice of them to think of me. You know, I'll give them some advice. And it was submitting to in weakness and making each other more weak versus in this, we're submitting to Christ, and we have to tell them the truth because we want them to grow in Christ. Because we care for their soul rather than our friendship, right? Amen. 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 It says, and then if the brother don't receive you, then you can't help that. You get some other brother to go with you. And then if he's haughty, then you've done your part. That's all. Then go tell the church and that settles it. See? He's saying that there was a one quote where Brother Bannon says, we should be kind, praying, honest, loving, you know, brothers and sisters of Christ. You know, and we say wonderful, except for the frank and honest part completely, you know, because But yet, that's what we need. If we talk amongst each other, we would say, oh yeah, we all need that. We need someone to be direct, you know, with me. I do need someone to be direct with me and challenge me and say, Stephen, you said you were going to work on that special 4 months ago. Come on, get with it. You know, I need that to admonish. And it says provoke one another to good works, right? So let's provoke one another to good works. You know, rather than maybe sometimes I provoke someone just to provoke them. Let's provoke them on to good works. Amen? Amen. Amen. So let's just read that first quote one more time in The Maniac of Gadara. Just to really sink it home in closing. Yes, you can. You just submit yourself to God one time and just yield your whole self to God and watch what takes place. That's the whole thing. There's no secret in it. It's not a hocus pocus. The only thing it is submit yourself to God. And there it is. And then it's not you any longer. It's the Lord. And even when talking to someone, it's submitting to the Lord to even talk to someone. The Lord does it after that. And then you've got the Lord doing it rather than someone doing it. Aren't you happy that we can have the opportunity for that tonight? Amen. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and pray as the musicians would come. Could we just sing on Blessed Assurance? Jesus is mine. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, there's something so beautiful and wonderful, and it just, my heart is aching, Lord, because I just see your heart, Lord. It's a wonderful, beautiful thing to be a part of the family of God. And Lord, how many family units here tonight would not be a family unit that loves each other if they didn't submit to each other? If they didn't, if someone wasn't the peacemaker, if someone wasn't the one that called someone back from danger, Lord, if we didn't just submit ourselves to you, Lord, and come under your headship, Lord, because it's not the headship of my brother or my sister that I'm coming under when we are submitting ourselves one to another, but it's the headship of Christ. Lord, your Spirit speaking through each other, Lord. We always check with the word we know, Father. But yet, Lord, it's something that's biblical, Lord, and something that we need, Lord. We should relish, Lord, when someone says, can I be honest with you, my brother? Instead of dreading it, Lord, knowing that we'll be changed from this vile body, we don't have to protect it, Lord. We just ask, Father, tonight, Lord, that you'd help us. This is a very, very uncomfortable thing, Lord. And yet, Lord, we have the Holy Spirit that is the comforter, Lord. He abides with us and through us, Lord, to our brother and sister, Lord. And Lord, we don't want to ever sit in the seat of the scornful. Lord, we want to not be as Satan, who is before the throne, accuser of the brethren continually, Lord. But we want to be as Christ did, Lord, interceding with groanings for each other that cannot be uttered. Lord, to have that heart, Lord, that you have for it, and saying, I want, Lord, to be spent for my brother and my sister. I want, my joy is to be spent for you, to lay down my life for each one of you. That's our heart's desire, Lord. Help us, Lord, to listen and obey, Father, when you prompt us, Lord. Lord, it might hurt, Lord, and we might say it wrong, Lord, but Lord, when we're coming with your heart, Lord, you cannot fail, Lord. Lord, for you never fail, Lord. Lord, we want to make a commitment tonight, Lord, to you, Lord. I just want to commit anyone else here tonight to say, Lord, if you put someone on my heart, Lord, maybe it's just to intercede. I want to commit to that, Lord, and I want to intercede on their behalf. I want to be the go-between. I want to repair the broken walls, the broken hearts, to have your heart, Lord, is to be aching for my brother and my sister. Would you just commit, make a commitment to the Lord tonight? When he puts someone on your heart, my heart, Lord, to speak to and love, to edify one another, would you just commit to that tonight? In We pray, Father, for strength, Lord. We pray for, but most of all, your love, Lord, to cast out all fear from being fearful over this, Lord, because it's something that is very precious and holy, Lord, and life-giving, Lord, and not hurting and condemning. We ask, Father, that you would do this in our lives, Lord. Lord, would you do one more thing, Lord? Would you make it easy, Lord, to begin with, Father? Just make it easy, Lord, to walk with our brother and our sister, Lord, for little things, Lord, where we can just talk to them. Because we want to have unity. Our ultimate goal is to have unity with Christ, Father. And that we all abound more and more and grow more and more into the stature of a complete and perfect a man in Christ. Please, Father. Lord, you're dealing with our hearts tonight, Lord. We ask, Father, that you just take away all fear, Lord. Put in its place faith for each other, Lord. We don't come, Lord, out of fear for each other, but faith, Father, in each other, Lord. In Christ in you, Lord. In us. Please, Father, we thank you, Lord. We just commit each one here tonight as well as each one online, Lord. And we just ask that your presence would go with each one, Lord, as we would go this evening. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Yeah, I think you see for blessed assurance. 176, thank you, Peter. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. Is this your story? Let's just claim it. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior. Perfect submission. Perfect submission. Perfect delight. Visions of rapture now burst from my sight. Angels descending rain from above. Echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Sing that last verse. Michael, would you just close us in prayer? Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. As we're dismissed, perfect submission, all is at rest. God bless you. Perfect submission, all is at rest. What a picture. Watching and waiting. There it is. Looking above. God bless you. One more time. This is my story.